Hello, this is Vera Myrna, and you're listening to track 8, Get Paid to Heal. This track is a favorite among professional healers, and even if you're not a professional healer, you'll still get a lot of benefit from all the clearings in this audio. If you're able to close your eyes, please do so. If not, that's okay, the energy will still work. Imagine a light 300 feet above your head, and allow that light to come into your head, filling you in with pure source energy. Allow that light to come into your throat and your shoulders, down your arms and fingers, filling you in with pure source energy. Allow that light to fill up your chest and your stomach and your hips with pure source energy. Allow that light to go down your legs and your feet, filling you in with pure source energy. Allow that light to go to the center of the planet, connecting with pure source energy there, and allow that light to bounce back up your feet, up your legs, up your hips, up your stomach, up your chest, filling you in with pure source energy, up your shoulders and out your arms, up your neck, up your head, filling you in with pure source energy. Allow that light to expand out past your body, past the room you're in, past the city you're in, past the country you're in, past the planet, and as far out as you want to go. You're now welcome to open your eyes or keep them closed. It's up to you. Either way is fine. All you really need to do is to remember to breathe. What would it take to get paid to heal? Let's have that. Anything that does not allow that, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. What would it take to have excellent spiritual hygiene? Let's have that. Anything that does not allow that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you're attracting people that take advantage of your energy and aren't giving you back what you deserve and what you're worth, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you're allowing people you work on energetically to cord and connect with you and drain you in any way, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. Anywhere, knowingly or unknowingly, you take on the energy of others when you're doing energy work, and anywhere that's not working for you, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. What would it take to know how to play with energy in a way that makes you money now? Let's have that. Anything that does not allow that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. What would it take to profit off of your energy working skills? Let's have that. Anything that does not allow that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere energy work is work and it can't be fun, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. What would it take to receive positive windfalls every time you increase your vibration and work on yourself? Let's have that. Anything that does not allow that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you don't feel confident in asking people to pay for your skills, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you don't feel confident in raising prices, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you're afraid if you raise prices, you won't have any people left to pay you, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere if you charge a high amount of dollars, there's not enough people that make enough money to pay you everything that is, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you decided that receiving payment in the form of a smile or a thank you or some other free thing was good enough, and everywhere you blocked other forms of payment from being accepted, including money, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere money is the root of all evil, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Everywhere money is not spiritual or spiritual people don't have money, everything that is, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Any misunderstandings between money and spirituality, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. What would it take to have a healthy understanding of money and spirituality and how they work together? Let's have that. Anything that does not allow that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Any lifetimes where oaths, vows, promises, commitments, and contracts, and any other word that's appropriate here, were made to not accept money for whatever reason, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you're not allowed to have personal gain from your gifts, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you're not allowed to directly benefit from helping others or yourself, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you were a monk, a priest, a nun, a saint, in any lifetime, and anywhere you're still doing that version of money and that version of spirituality in a way that's not working for you in this lifetime, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you don't value your gifts as the greatest gifts available to the world, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you don't feel the world is ready for your message, your gifts, your abilities, your weirdness, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. What would it take to know that the world is ready and open to receiving your message, your gifts, your abilities, your weirdness? Let's have that. Anything that doesn't allow that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere it's bad to be weird, and any negative cumulative effects of being weird, and everything that is and everything connected with that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anything blocking your intuition, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. What would it take to have a strong intuition, including a strong money intuition? Let's have that. Anything that doesn't allow that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. What would it take for you to know how your intuition works and to know how to receive messages from your intuition in a way that works for you and is really clear and obvious? Let's have that. Anything that does not allow that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you had awareness and when you asked someone to confirm it, they told you that you were wrong because they didn't want you to know their business, everything that is, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you sensed something was wrong growing up and your parents told you there was nothing wrong and you believed them, and anywhere that wired your intuition to malfunction, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anything that wired your intuition and your gut to be inaccurate and all the reasons why, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anything blocking or interfering with your direct and infinite connection to God, Source, Universe, this planet, your home planet, your body, and anything else coming up for you, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you don't want to be psychic because then you'll know dark and uncomfortable things and secrets about others, and knowing feels like a burden, everything that is, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you didn't want to see or hear or know the truth for whatever reason, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you resisted seeing or hearing or knowing, and anywhere that energy got locked in your body and anywhere it created physical ailments, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Everywhere the truth hurt or was overwhelming and was too painful, so you decided you didn't want to know and you decided to shut your intuition off, everything that is, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Any coping mechanisms that turn your intuition off in a way that's not working for you anymore, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. What would it take to be able to handle the intuitive messages you receive with ease and grace? Let's have that. Anything that does not allow that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you decided ignorance was bliss, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. What would it take to be able to have awareness and bliss at the same time and know that they are not mutually exclusive? Let's have that. Anything that does not allow that, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. Anywhere you hate always being right, or others hate it when you're right, or when you're a know-it-all, everything that is, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. Anywhere it's not safe, right, and good to be a know-it-all, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. What would it take to feel safe, right, and good to be a know-it-all? Let's have that. Anything that does not allow that, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. Anywhere others feel threatened by your high vibration and psychic ability that makes them lash out against you or anything else like that coming up for you, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. Anywhere you refuse to exercise or practice using your psychic muscles because you're afraid of how accurate and knowing you could be, and everything attached to that and all the reasons why, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. Anywhere you decided someone else knew more than you and you weren't allowed to know things without their approval, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. Anywhere you're afraid if you're intuitive, you won't have any happy life surprises anymore and life would get boring if you knew everything that was coming, everything that is, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. Anywhere you gave your power away to any other psychic or healer or advisor or guru or any other word that's appropriate here, everything attached to that and all the reasons why, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. What would it take for you to have all your power back now and to know that the best place for your power to be is with you? Let's have that. Anything that does not allow that, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. Anywhere your intuition was blocked and you felt blindsided and it let you down and it failed to warn you or guide you about something and all the emotions attached to that, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. All the places you felt you should have known, everything that is, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. Any regrets coming up, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. Any lower emotions and anywhere you feel like you went down the wrong path, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. Anywhere you were threatened, hurt, or killed in any lifetime based on what you knew and anywhere you did that to anyone else and anywhere that's in the lineage, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. Anywhere you don't believe you have enough karma to be intuitive or to have spiritual gifts to help millions of people or anything else coming up, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. Anywhere any astrology or numerology or any other philosophy told you you weren't intuitive and could never develop that psychic ability, everything that is, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. Anywhere, if your parents aren't psychic, you don't feel like you inherited any psychic gifts from anywhere, everything that is, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. What would it take to bring forth all your gifts from any lifetime that would be useful in this lifetime? Let's have that. Anything that does not allow that, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. Any unhealthy loyalties that made you swear to keep secrets or blocks or patterns that are unhealthy for all eternity and everywhere that's not working for you, everything that is, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. Anywhere snitches sleep with the fishes and anything else that's coming up for you on tattletelling or knowing too much, everything that is, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. Anywhere you or your loved ones were threatened, hurt, or killed for using your gifts, for having your power and sovereignty, for having your intuition, everything that is, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. Anywhere you were called a witch or evil and burned at the stake or worse, And anywhere you accused anyone else of being a witch or supernatural or evil and anything else coming up for you, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Any martyrdom in you and your lineage, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you decided your intuition was broken or weak or not as strong and connected as others, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere in any lifetime you received false messages, false channelings, dark energies pretending to be helpful, and anything else coming up for you and all the negative cumulative effects of that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you were deceived, whether you knew it or not, and any false, unserving teachings about being spiritual that are still operating in your reality, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you gave your trust away without using discernment or intuition, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. What would it take to use your intuition and your discernment to know who or what is trustworthy for you? Let's have that. Anything that does not allow that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you used an energy healing modality that wasn't of the light, and all the negative cumulative effects of that for you and everyone else involved, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Any lifetimes where you were a cult leader, and any contracts, vows, oaths, promises that keep people trapped in the cult, everything that is, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you tried to force your will or certain energies on others, or they tried to force their will or energies on you and everything attached to that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Any curses, abuses, and programming, known or unknown, to make you repel, resist, hate, sabotage, run away from the light, the divine, God's source, universe, your body, and anything else you would like to include, everything that is and everything attached to that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you trained your intuition to not be active, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere your intuition is overactive and it's serving as a distraction, everything that is, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you're good at using your intuition for certain things but feel blocked in other areas and all the reasons why, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Any fears of being clairvoyant and being able to see energy, including fears of seeing ghosts and entities, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere entities have more power than you do, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anything preventing entities from respecting your divinity, your sovereignty, and free will choice, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. What would it take to know that lower entities have no power over you and you can command them to leave whenever you see fit? Let's have that. Anything that does not allow that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anything that allowed negative entities into your space, known or unknown, and anything that allows them to remain, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere your house or your space or your possessions are haunted in a bad way, and everywhere they contain negative vibrations still for whatever reason, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Any misuses of Ouija boards, tarot cards, practicing spells, or anything else coming up for you that you have done, any previous occupants have done, any friends and family members have done, and anyone else you would like to include, everything that is, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. What would it take if you choose to use Ouija boards, tarot cards, spells, or anything else coming up for you, that you can do it in a high vibrational way that is safe, right, and good for everyone involved? Let's have that. Anything that does not allow that, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. Anywhere you have felt possessed and all the reasons why, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. Anywhere you didn't feel like you had full control over your body, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. What would it take for you to have full control of your body now and for any other negative influence to leave forever now? Let's have that. Anything that does not allow that, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. Any other heavy things and topics coming up for you now and everything attached to that, whether it's conscious or unconscious, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. Anywhere you feel the emotions and energies of others and it feels so intense and strong, you feel overwhelmed, you feel like you're going crazy, and anything else coming up for you, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. Anywhere you feel stuck in a war between good and evil, and anywhere you're not allowed to opt out if that belief is no longer working for you, everything that is and everything connected with that, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. Anywhere you don't believe angels answer and assist with your prayers and positive intentions, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. Anywhere you blocked guidance from your guides because of fear of being tricked by a malicious spirit, or anywhere someone told you that talking to spirits is bad or evil, everything that is, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. Anywhere a benevolent spirit tried to make contact with you and it freaked you out or put you in fear, everything that is, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. All the spiritual things that you were taught or told were bad or evil or will lead you to hell, and any other fear-based messages and programming you were exposed to, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. All your deepest, darkest secrets and all the things you have hidden that you hope nobody will ever find, notice, discover, and intuit, and all the energy used to hide it instead of letting go and giving yourself a clean slate, everything that is and all the reasons why, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. Anywhere you don't feel safe to leave the house because of energy reasons, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. Anywhere you're dependent on crystals, energetic shields of protection, and anything else in a way that is fear-based and unconsciously creating more fear, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. What would it take to know that you're always safe, right, and good, whether you have crystals or other tools or not? Let's have that. Anything that does not allow that, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. What would it take to attract the right crystals and tools that are right for you and your journey and will help make you money? Let's have that. Anything that does not allow that, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. Any shock, trauma, and drama from being a healer or being special or being different in any lifetime and anywhere that's in the lineage, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. What would it take to know that a healer is the most valuable skill set you can have? Let's have that. Anything that does not allow that, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. Anywhere you feel less than or not important as doctors, lawyers, engineers, or any other profession coming up for you if you're a healer or energy worker, everything that is, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. Anywhere you've ever been a starving artist, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. Anywhere you attract people that expect you to give out your work for free or for exposure, everything that is, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. Anywhere you attract people and clients that are unwilling to see your high value and high worth, and respect the energy exchange of your time, energy, and services, everything that is. Let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. Anywhere you feel uncomfortable asking your clients for money, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. Anywhere you feel uncomfortable asking your friends and family for money when they're your clients, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. Anywhere you felt you haven't practiced enough or had enough experience to be a professional that is worthy of being paid now, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. Anywhere you were bad at sales and selling yourself and promoting yourself, even when you know how amazing your gifts are, everything that is, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. Anywhere you felt like a failure because you weren't intuitive enough, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. Anywhere when you use your intuition, you feel like you're guessing or making it up, and everywhere you're doubting yourself, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. Anywhere if you misinterpret your intuitive messages, you beat yourself up and downward spiral, everything that is, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. Anywhere you have the spiritual gifts but don't feel like you have enough business and marketing resources and knowledge to succeed, everything that is, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. What would it take to attract opportunities to be paid to use your gifts? Let's have that. Anything that does not allow that, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. Any rejection that you took personally, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. Any fear of moving forward coming up for you now and everything attached to that, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. Anywhere if you go public with your gifts, you're afraid of what your loved ones will think, you're afraid they'll leave you or disown you or not understand you or think you're crazy and anything else coming up for you, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. Anything blocking all of your gifts, capacities, talents, and superpowers, and understanding how to use them to benefit yourself and others, especially to make money if you so desire, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. What would it take for all your gifts, capacities, talents, and superpowers to awaken now and show themselves to you so you know how special and unique you truly are? Let's have that. Anything that does not allow that, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. Anywhere spiritual people are supposed to be poor or modest, and all the valves of poverty and any lifetime and lineage, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. Anywhere you think that there's tons of healers out there and the market is saturated and all the healers are better than you and there's no way to compete with them or bring your own unique message, so you shouldn't even try to be a professional, everything that is and everything connected with that and any other excuse you're making to not go for it professionally, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. What would it take to allow your intuition to tell you what your action steps are in a very clear way? Let's have that. Anything that does not allow that, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. Any fear of taking action, any fear of failure, any fear of going public, any fear of losing privacy, any fear of being energetically attacked or overwhelmed, and anything else coming up for you, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. Any boundary issues that would allow negative energy and attacks to attach to you for whatever reason, everything that is and everything connected with that and all the reasons why, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. Anywhere anyone or anything is negatively courting and hooking you for whatever reason, all the patterns attached to that, everything that is, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. Anywhere you believe if you help others, you'll get attacked or punished and everything connected with that, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. Any part of you on any level that still feels you need to hide from the world and all the reasons why, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you're judging your physical appearance too harshly and don't think that people will relate to your looks, everything that is, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you're comparing yourself to others and their abilities in a way that's not healthy, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. What would it take to know that you can do anything anyone else can do energetically? Let's have that. Anything that doesn't allow that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. What would it take for you to know that you can do anything I can do as well? Let's have that. Anything that does not allow that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. What would it take to attract the right energies, support network, mentors, and friends, and anything else to assist you in profiting from your gifts now? Let's have that. Anything that does not allow that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you have a big unhealthy ego or are afraid of getting one if you talk about yourself positively and how powerful and gifted you truly are, everything that is, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you were taught to be modest and to undersell yourself, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you're afraid of energy, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you feel greedy or immoral from asking or wanting to be paid, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere it bothers you when people don't believe in energy work and higher powers and psychic abilities, and everywhere you take it personally and can't have allowance for their choices, everything that is, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. All the pet peeves you have from non-spiritual people, everything that is, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Any resistance to being paid for your services and the root of all of that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Any blocks to learning new technology or business skills to help you reach more people with your message? Let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Any blocks that discouraged you from your spiritual path and everywhere you thought you were in the wrong place? Let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anything else coming up for you in this moment? Let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anything else you want clearing that we didn't cover in this track? Everything that is and everything connected with that? Let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. What would it take to get your investment back in this program now and to have your results now? Let's have that. Anything that doesn't allow that? Let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. What would it take for you to be successful now in whatever field you choose to be in? Let's have that. Anything that does not allow that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. What would it take for learning new technology and business skills to be super easy and fun? Let's have that. Anything that doesn't allow that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. What would it take to attract paying clients that resonate at your prices and your services and your message? Let's have that. Anything that doesn't allow that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you're blocking any of the support that God, Source, Universe wants to give you, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. What would it take to attract clients that bring more paying clients, that bring more paying clients, that bring more paying clients? Let's have that. Anything that does not allow that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. What would it take to get paid to be you? Let's have that. Anything that does not allow that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Notice all the positive shifts you've made so far and congratulate yourself on your progress. This is Vera Myrna, and you can connect with me at veramyrna.com. That's veramirna.com. Have a blessed day. Bye.